So we've just come down off Owlet Hill, and we are coming out of Owlet now. And just before we get out of the village, we're just arriving at a beautiful whitewashed walled thatched cottage with green doors. It's the bygone days House of Stories. There are storytelling houses all over Ireland which were created mainly in the 1930s and 40s. I think this one's a bit more recent, to remember the sort of bardic tradition, if you like, of storytelling in Celtic lands. And it's something that is common with Wales too. We don't really have storytelling houses in Wales yet. Maybe we should be doing, but we certainly have that sort of bardic tradition that you'd see in the Eisteddfod and elsewhere. Tell us a bit more about this one, Ron.
Well, this house was originally occupied up until the late 70s by a gentleman, and when he passed, it was a very basic living. And when he passed, it was taken over by the local community and is now the centre for oral history and music in the area.
And how often does it meet?
They have it once a month, and it's free to everybody. All you're asked to do is bring a packet of biscuits, because they supply the tea. And what happens is, whoever turns up, everybody has a go. They either sing a song, or they play a piece of music, or they read a poem, or they recite something. And in that, they're keeping the local history alive, because for a lot of the older generation, all of their history, the local history, was oral. It wasn't written down. Yeah. And the danger today for younger people is that they look for everything online, but if it's oral, it's not online. Yeah. So what they're trying to do is to rebuild that link to the past and to bring it to the next generation and on into the future. Do you know?
Don't sow an acorn on my grave from which an oak may grow. Of the royal oaks of England, as I've lived, I will die a foe. Nor do I want a yew tree from which they made their bows, those rubber barn Normans, too sore I felt their blows. And do not sow a mountain ash, our own most lovely tree, to have me think of the hills and bogs where we hid in misery. Once hunted in a ditch I lay, delirious and near dead. I thought I heard an old bush speak, and this is what it said. Where I was hunted, there I grew. Grew twisted, that is true. But yon sharp thorns, how sharp were they? Rub against me, pain they knew. I spent scenty roots and branches spread to shelter those my kind that wandered famine fever sick. Their ghosts still haunt my mind. But the soft spring rain with the seldom sun made even me feel gay, and scented snow white blossom dress to show I meant to stay. But even still, they dreaded me, said on me there was a curse, to bring my blossom in the house would make all bad look worse. They hunted me from my own fields, but I stayed around the edge. The planters thought they had conquered me, and they called me Hawthorn Hedge. I stood there in the cold and wind, to the winter winds I bent. The fields the landlords thought they owned, I knew were only lent. The birds I fed in hardest times upon my humble haw, and I spread my seed both far and wide, and I grow despite the law. Now they are gone, but I'm still here, though feeble bent care. My young plants will much straighter be. They will be slaves no more. So now you know just how I feel, and don't show any shock. I want no mark upon my grave except an Irish jock.
eventually, or else we'll never get to where we need to be.
There's no sandwiches in the kitchen, is there? We're saying.
Thank you very much. You're very welcome to come back.